Blog Talk Radio.
Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord. Your host this evening will be Stevie R. Butler. The show is dedicated to spreading the truth of God's Word, rightly dividing the Word of Truth. Feel free to call us live at 713-955-0508. If you'd like to email us your questions or comments or concerns, you can email us at goodnewsmediaproductions@gmail.com. You can also call our business line at 336-525-5843. Now, this show is brought to you by loving, faithful members of Churches of Christ around the world. If you need help finding a local congregation, please email or call us, and we would be more than willing and happy to assist you. Again, take out your Bibles and follow along, because you're listening to What a Word from the Lord.
Before we go into the lesson on tonight, I would like to just make an announcement. This will be the last night that I will be doing this show, What a Word from the Lord, on Wednesday night at 10 p.m. I will be moving this show to Tuesday night starting May the 2nd at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, with that said, good evening wherever you are in the world listening to this radio broadcast. Good News Media Productions presents What a Word from the Lord, and I'm your host, Stevie R. Butler, and this radio show is being broadcast from the Carolina Man Cave Studio in the great state of North Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, before you retire for the night, I just want to give you a word from the Lord. Let us pray and thank God for this opportunity. Our most kind, gracious, loving Heavenly Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for blessing us to go through the various activities of the day and placing it on my heart at this point in time in my life to be on this broadcast and prepared now to bring a portion of your holy and divine word. We pray that you would bless our listeners on this evening. We pray that they will hear something that will cause them to draw closer to thee. And if they yet rendered obedience to the gospel of Christ, we pray that they will see the need to do so before it's everlasting and eternally too late. We thank you so much for Jesus, for without his precious sacrifice on Calvary, we would not even have a hope of eternal life. Thank you so much for all that you do for us on a daily basis, and we pray that you continue to bless us all the days of our lives. And if we've been faithful unto death, we pray that you would save us. For it's in Christ's name we do ask it all. Amen. On tonight, I want to continue in a six-part series that I've been doing on the subject of baptism. And this will be lesson three that I'll be giving from that series on baptism. And tonight's subject we want to look at is the necessity of baptism for salvation. And I'd like to use Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16 will serve as our lesson text for our subject on tonight. The context, Jesus is getting ready to ascend back to heaven now, and this will be the last time that he will appear to his apostles. And he would tell them in verse 16 of Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, Jesus said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And verse 16 is where we will concentrate our lesson on tonight. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Ladies and gentlemen, baptism is an old and much discussed topic by gospel preachers the world over. It has long been a theological battleground, if you will, the subject of much discussions and many, many debates. Have been convened to discuss this topic of baptism. Preachers who want to be true to the Word of God must continue to set forth what the Bible says about this important topic on baptism. Nearly every church has an official position, if you will, on baptism. However, the churches of Christ have no humanly determined official position on baptism or any other subject as far as that goes. We strive as Christians to occupy the Bible position on this as well as every other spiritual matter. The Bible alone is our creed book. The Bible alone is our catechism. The Bible alone is our church manual. It is the height of denominational thinking to talk about the Church of Christ belief, or the Church of Christ doctrine. the Church of Christ practice. Ladies and gentlemen, what we believe as Christians and members of the Churches of Christ, what we believe, teach, and practice must always be that which God's Word authorizes. Nothing more, nothing less, and nothing else. Three areas of disagreement exist where baptism is concerned. The first area of disagreement is the subject or candidate for baptism. Is baptism for infants, or is it only for repentant believers? The second area of disagreement exists concerning baptism is the action or the mode of baptism. And this is, I believe, the first lesson that I discuss in this series. May baptism be performed by sprinkling, pouring, or immersion? And then the third area of disagreement where baptism is concerned is the purpose of baptism. Is baptism just a ritual that unites one with a particular religious fellowship or denomination after one has been saved? Or is it a condition of salvation from sin and thus ultimately of eternal salvation in heaven? It is on this last area of disagreement that our lesson tonight will address. It should first be said that baptism stands between the sinner and his or her salvation. As we read in our lesson text, Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. But it is claimed one is not condemned for a lack of baptism, only for a lack of belief. Therefore, belief is really the only thing necessary for salvation. No lack of belief is the only thing necessary for condemnation, because he who does not believe is condemned already because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. John chapter 3 and verse 9. Our Lord Jesus Christ clearly includes both belief and baptism as essential for salvation. However, baptism is not essential to salvation if one has no interest in doing what our Lord says. Let me give you 9 points, nine things that we must also note that baptism stands between the sinner and remission of sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. The word for is is E-I-S in the Greek, and means in order to, never because of. It is the same word used in Matthew 26 and verse 28, where our Lord says, declares that he was to shed his blood for the remission of sin. Obviously, meaning that he did not shed his blood because the sins of mankind had already been remitted. No reputable translation of Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 renders it because of. If one can be saved without receiving the remission of sins, then one can be saved without baptism. The second point, the second thing that stands between the sinner, it is must also be pointed out that baptism stands between the sinner and their sins being washed away. Acts 22 and verse 16. Again, if one can be saved without having their sins washed away, then one can be saved without baptism. The third thing we want to consider, also that baptism stands between the sinner, baptism stands between the sinner and the benefits of the death of Christ. Romans chapter 6 and verse 3. If one can be saved without the benefits of Christ's death, then baptism is not essential to salvation. Fourthly, baptism also stands between the sinner and the new life in Christ. Romans chapter 6, verses 4 through 6. If one can be saved without experiencing the new life in Christ, baptism is not essential for salvation. Number five, note that baptism also stands between the sinner and them being able to legitimately wear the name Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. The inspired apostle Peter declares, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Yet, if anyone can be saved without wearing the name of Christ, then baptism is not essential to salvation. Number six, baptism also stands between the sinner and being in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 13. The body of Christ is the church. Ephesians chapter 1. Verses 22 and 23, and also Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. One is added to the church when he is saved from his sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 47. However, baptism is not essential to salvation if one can be saved outside of the body or church of Christ. Number seven, consider that baptism also stands between the sinner and being in Christ, where all spiritual blessings are found. Galatians chapter 3 and verse 27, and Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. One of these blessings is salvation, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 10. So if one can be saved without being in Christ and receiving his spiritual blessings, then baptism is not essential to salvation. Number eight, we must point out that baptism also stands between the sinner and the benefits of the spiritual circumcision which Christ performs. Colossians chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. However, if one can be saved without undergoing this spiritual circumcision, in which the body of the sins of the flesh are cut off, then baptism is not essential to salvation. And then finally, consider that baptism stands between the sinner and being saved and having a good conscience before God. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. Yet, if being saved and having a good conscience toward God is not necessary, then baptism is not essential to salvation. Brother J.D. Taint held 8 debates with Ben M. Bogart, a famous Baptist preacher and debater. The last one was conducted in 1937 in the Lone Star community about 8 miles east of Greenwood, Arkansas. When Brother Taint introduced 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21 into the discussion as evidence of the necessity of baptism for salvation, Mr. Bogart responded, "Why, yes, baptism is just a figure, picture of the salvation we receive at the moment we believe." He kept stressing that baptism was only a picture of salvation, but not a condition of salvation. Brother Taint replied, "Well, it's a pity Peter did not know that on the day of Pentecost. Otherwise, he would have said, 'Repent and get your picture taken for the remission of sins.'" Ladies and gentlemen, our study began with our Lord's statement in our lesson text in Mark chapter 16 and verse 16, where our Lord says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." And it ended with Peter's statement in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21, where Peter said, "The like figure, whereunto even baptism does also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." Ladies and gentlemen, these statements serve as fitting summaries of all that the New Testament says with reference to baptism's purpose. Both of them declare baptism to be essential to salvation. All of the other passages are but different ways of saying the same thing. My question to you on tonight: have you been baptized? Not because you believe you were already saved, but in order to be saved and enter into Christ. Oh, what a fitting way to bring this lesson to a conclusion. And I'm going to extend to you now, even now, the Lord's invitation. If you are not a child of God, and one cannot be a child of God until you are a Christian, until you have been born again, as the Bible teaches, then you are lost outside of Christ. It's not enough to be religious. You must obey the commands of the Lord. In order for a man to be saved, you must take heed and answer the gospel call. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 14. You must hear the gospel. John chapter 6 and verse 45. Romans chapter 10 verses 14 and 17. And the facts of the gospel are the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 3. You must believe the same. James chapter 2 and verse 24. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Where the Bible says, "Without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You must repent. Verses 3 and 5. Our Lord says, except you repent, you will all likewise perish. And then Paul says in Acts chapter 17 and verse 30, that God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. You must confess your faith in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 and 33. Jesus said, if you don't confess me before men, I will not confess you before my Father. And then lastly, you must be baptized in water for the remission or the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, Acts chapter 10 and verse 48, 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 21. And if you are a Christian tonight, even tonight, and if you have not been faithful in your service to God, then you can repent and pray. Acts chapter 8 and verse 22. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for spending a little time with me this evening. And it is my prayer that this lesson tonight has been beneficial to your spiritual lives and relationship with the Lord. I pray God's continual blessings upon your lives. Good night, everybody.
And when you're feeling down and out, and you're burning way down, you just look to God. Never been a time in your life when things weren't going right. All the pain that you feel, it hurts so until you had no strength left to fight.
Yeah, well,
but let me tell you what to do when your troubles get to you. Just look to God, He'll see you through.
Take
your burden and care to the Lord and leave them there. He'll make a way for you.
I know,
oh,
my God,
for you.
Trust and hear me out.
Trust and hear me each time you know
He'll see you through. And when you're feeling down and out,
and your burden's way
all
down,
you gotta do is look to God.
Understand, talk to God. He said,
I know He cares. Oh, Lord, you see, sometimes we go through things
just to help us to see
that the power is not
in you and me. Just hold on and pass the test. Let God handle the rest. He'll make a way,
He's gonna make a way for me. I know, my God, make a way for you. Just trust in Jesus. I know.
We're
all in the way
you're feeling now.
Now, all you gotta do is look to God. Hey, no matter what you're going through, I know.
Yeah.
One more thing, y'all, listen up. Hey,
but there's no need to doubt, Lord, for God will bring you out to know of any trial
you're in.
Yeah. He will turn your life around. He'll wipe away that frown. You just put your
trust in
Him.
Oh, well,
you see, He has a special blood. When you finally had enough, that you feel like giving up.
Oh,
just remember your child. Let's go on and wear a smile. He'll make a way for us.
I know, my God.
For you.
All you gotta do is trust in.
God bless you, and you know I love you. Peace.